Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. The Voice of Hope is here to encourage you every day in the Lord. And if you miss a Voice of Hope radio program, you can always listen to it by going to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org, and I post all my radio messages as well as other teachings on my website. Last week I talked about the kingdom of God, and I want to continue talking about that today because we are part of the greatest kingdom, and that is the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and we need to focus in on the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so today I'm going to talk about the unshakable kingdom, the unshakable kingdom. And we're going to look at several scriptures today, and I want to begin by looking in Hebrews chapter 12, and you may want to get a pen and paper and write these scriptures down, and you can look them up later. But in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25, it says, "See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." So Lord Jesus, we just pray that you'll anoint this word today and encourage everybody that listens to this message today. May your Holy Spirit speak to their heart and strengthen them in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul here is talking about a shaking. The shaking he's talking about is back from the book of Exodus. And after the children of Israel, God delivered them from Egypt, which is a sign of us being delivered from sin and from death. He delivered from Egypt from the bondage of sin. You know, sin robs us of our strength. Sin robs us of our liberty. We get bound by sin, and sin separates us from God. So they sacrificed a lamb, and God delivered them out of Egypt with great power. And God wants to deliver you out of the bondages of Satan and slavery to Satan with great power. And so God delivered them, and then God brought them to the Red Sea, and they passed through the Red Sea. And the Bible teaches the Red Sea is a symbol of being baptized in water. And so they left Egypt. They were delivered from Egypt. They were baptized in the Red Sea. That means they're leaving their old life behind and they're entering a new life with Jesus Christ. When you're born again, as in John chapter 3, you're born again to become a child of God. You leave the kingdom of the world and you become a part of God's kingdom. See, the change that happens in us, we don't remain the same anymore. And so when you're born again, you're born of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes and lives in you. And now you are children of God, and you're part of the kingdom of God, which lives in you, which I talked about last Sunday. And so then baptism showed that they had left Egypt, and they went into the wilderness. And the wilderness was a hard place, a dry place, but it's where they were to learn about God. You see, because in Egypt, they only knew the gods of Egypt. They only knew the ways of Egypt. See, when we were born the first time, we were born in the flesh. We were born with bodies, and we learned the ways of the world. But we need to die to the ways of the world, and we need to learn the ways of God. See, God doesn't operate like the world. God operates differently from the world. And so when God delivered them out of Egypt, out of the world, they were baptized, they died to the things of the world, but now God had to make them into a new people and prepare them to go into the promised land. See, God's goal is to take us into the promised land. God has blessings for you. God has great things for you. But you have to leave Egypt, the world. You have to allow God to change your life so that you prepare to enter the promised land. So when they got into the wilderness, God came down on Mount Sinai, a big mountain in the wilderness. And when he came down Mount Sinai, he said the mountain was filled with fire and smoke, and the mountain shook. And God spoke with an audible voice from the mountain. In other words, God spoke with a voice that they could hear with their natural ear. They actually heard the voice of God. And the reason God did that is because God wanted to show he was not the same as the gods of Egypt. He was a different God. The gods of Egypt were not real gods. See, sometimes we worship the things that are in the world, but the things in the world cannot save us. Worship means that you follow the things of the world. You give your life to the things of the world. But you see, the things of the world are passing away, but God's kingdom never passes away. And so in the wilderness, God spoke to them with an audible voice so they could get to know him. Because God is a person. He wants to speak to us. He wants to have relationship with us. But Israel, instead of listening to the voice of God, they backed away from the voice of God. And many people, they sing and worship God. They've given their lives to God. Maybe they've been saved, but they don't take time to listen to the voice of God. See, you have to listen to the voice of God in order that when things are shaking, and that's what the writer of Hebrews is talking about, when things are shaking, he says, do not refuse him who speaks. See, when things in the world are shaking and problems are having in the world, we can't listen to the world because the world is going away. The things of the world are going away. We have to listen to the voice of God. And we listen to the voice of God by getting into the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. And so you have to take time to get into the Word. The Bible is God's introduction of himself. The more you know the Bible, the more you will know God. And as you know the Bible, then you begin to do what the Bible says, and you will walk in victory. And so God spoke to them but in the wilderness, but instead of listening to the voice of God, they backed away from the voice of God. And because they didn't listen to God, now they built their own God. It says they took gold and they made a calf of gold. And they began to worship this calf of gold. And they said this calf of gold was God that delivered them out of Egypt. But it was just a calf of gold. Now, gold represents the things of the world. See, sometimes we, instead of listening to the voice of God, we run after the things of the world, like the things of the world can save us. We run after money and position and power and all these things the world has to offer. No, but those things don't satisfy us. Those things will not last. Those things are going to go away. We sometimes, even Christians who accept Christ as their Savior, they're still running after the things of the world. And so they built this calf, and they said, this is God. This is the one who delivers from Egypt. But that's not true. God Almighty from heaven delivered them. The God who was trying to speak to them from Mount Sinai was the one who delivered them. And so then when they got to the promised land, they find that the land of promise is filled with giants and big walled cities and chariots. You see, God has promises for us, great things for us, but we need to lay claim to those promises. We need to claim those things God has for us. And to do that, we need the power of God. You can't get the promises of God without knowing the Word of God and by the power of God. But you see, because they had not listened to the voice of God and learned the ways of God, and instead they had a little gold calf, the gold calf could not take them into the promised land. Only God could take them into the promised land. Only God had the power to fulfill his promises and give them the things he had promised them. The world cannot do that. The ways of the world cannot do that. Religion cannot do that. Only a relationship with God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit can enable you or give you the power to enter the promised land. So Israel failed to enter the promised land, and they had to go back in the wilderness, and they lived for 40 years in the wilderness, and they died in the wilderness. That was not God's promise. That was not what God wanted for them. God delivered them out of Egypt because he wanted them to go into the promised land. But they had to hear his voice and walk in his ways to enter his promises. You know, being a Christian is a great thing. You accept Jesus as your Savior, but you need to walk in His ways and do things His ways and follow Him if you're going to come into His blessings and His promises. And so the writer of Hebrews says, don't refuse Him who speaks from heaven. And he says, if they in the Old Testament refused the voice that spoke on earth, how much more are you going to be lost if you don't hear the voice from heaven? And then he talks about shaking. He says, yet once more, everything will be shaken. But he says, everything that will be shaken, he says in the last part, in verse 27, Hebrews 12, 27, he says, now this yet once more indicates remove those things that are being shaken as of things that are man-made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So he says here, there's a shaking that's coming. And God is going to shake the things of this world. All this man-made things that we got in the world, God is going to shake them. They're going to collapse. They're going to go away. And so, you know, don't put your confidence in the things of the world. You need to put your confidence in the things of God. Because God has a kingdom that cannot be shaken. You know, in Luke 17, 20 through 21, Luke 17, verse 20 and 21. Jesus said, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. In other words, you can't see it. Nor will they say, here it is or there it is. For the kingdom of God is within you. See, the kingdom of God is not what you see with your eyes out there. It's not beautiful buildings and money and all. That's the kingdoms of this world. That's the kingdoms that are shaking and going to come down. We see more and more problems in the world. Problems are going to increase in the world because God is shaking the world. Because God wants us to have our kingdom within. See, when we're born again, the kingdom of God is born in us. So the kingdom of God isn't what you see. It isn't in a location. The kingdom of God is in you. So the kingdoms of this world are shaking, but the kingdom of God that's in you should not be shaken. In Romans 14, 17, Paul said, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So the kingdom of God is not what you possess. It's not eating food or drinking or all the things we do in the world. Those things help our natural physical life. But that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So our kingdom that we're under is not the kingdom of this world. Our kingdom is the kingdom of God within us. You see, the Israelites, instead of allowing the word of God to change them when God spoke to them and revealed himself to them, then they were unable to enter the promised land. See, as you allow the word of God to change you, it begins to produce a change in you, and it begins to enable you to enter the promises God has for you. Romans 10, 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing God. And how do you learn to hear God? By knowing the word of God. Because the word of God helps you to hear the voice of God. And you need to hear the voice of God in order to enter the promises of God. The Bible's filled with promises, but you have to do things God's way to enter his promises and the blessings that he has for you and me. See, the kingdom of God's not out there. The kingdom of God is in you. The kingdom of God is righteousness, right relationship with God, right relationship with other people. It's righteousness. It's walking right, doing things right, thinking right. It's not thinking like the world, doing things like the world. It's doing things God's way, the right way, thinking God's way. And so that's the kingdom of God, is righteousness, peace, and joy. So while the world is shaking, we can have peace because our kingdom is not in this world. Our kingdom is in us. The kingdom of God dwells in you and me. The kingdom of God lives in us. So the kingdom of God is not of this world. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So as you walk in the Spirit, listen to the voice of the Spirit, you will walk in peace and joy. And you will walk in right relationship with God. You will be victorious and conquer the enemy. In Romans 6, 47 through 48, Romans 6, 47 through 48, Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building his house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the streams beat against the house, that house could not shake it, for it was built or founded on the rock. But anyone who builds his house on the sand, when the floods come and the rain comes, that house will collapse because it's built on the sand." So he says, he starts out, "He who comes to me and hears my saying and does them." Three important things. You have to come to God. You have to hear what God has to say. Then you have to obey what God has to say. See, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. See, the Holy Spirit tried to speak to the children of Israel in the wilderness to prepare them to enter the promised land. But because they didn't hear God's voice, they didn't do things God's way, and so they failed to enter the promise. And he says, Jesus says, "If you come to me and hear what I say and do what I tell you, you're like a person who builds his house on the rock." And he digs deep in the rock. You just don't build your life on top of Jesus Christ. You dig deep into Jesus Christ. You learn about Jesus. You put your whole life on Jesus Christ. You put your family on Jesus Christ. You put your faith in Jesus Christ. You put your hope in Jesus Christ. You put everything in Jesus Christ. It's not in the world, because the world is going away, but the kingdom of God will remain forever. It's an eternal kingdom we have. It's an unshakable kingdom we have if we build our lives only on Jesus Christ and his word. And we do that by coming to God, hearing what he says, and doing what he tells us to do. And he said, when that happens, no matter what kind of shaking happens, no matter what kind of storm or wind or rain or anything, our house will stand because it's built deep on Jesus Christ. Not, you know, some people have a little shallow relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah, I love Jesus. I know Jesus. But they don't really know Jesus. They haven't really gotten into the word. They haven't really dug deep into Jesus Christ. You know, they just know a little bit about Jesus Christ. No, we need to dig. It says, they built their house on the rock and they dug deep and laid their foundation on the rock. But he says, those who build on the sand, now the sand is the world. The sand is what's shaking. And we know that if you build your house on sand, sand is always moving. And so when the sand moves, your house will collapse because the sand is moving. Things of the world are always changing, always changing. If you build your life on the world, your life is going to collapse. And you can't build half your life on the world and half your life on Jesus Christ. See, if you build half your life on the rock, if you build half a house on the rock and half the house on the sand, when the sand moves, that house will collapse, even though half is built on the rock. So you can't build half your life on Jesus Christ and half your life in the world. You have to build your life totally on Jesus Christ. 100%, everything in your life has to be on Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That means you only do what Jesus tells you to do. You only focus on Jesus Christ. You only put your faith and hope on Jesus Christ. See, Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So by faith, we look forward to what God has for us. We look forward to the promises of God. We don't put our confidence in the things of the world. We put our hope and our confidence in God, because God is unshakable and his kingdom is unshakable. In 1 John 2:16-17, it says, "Therefore, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the eyes, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Who does the will of God abides forever. He's in part of the eternal kingdom. So he says the world, the lust of the flesh is when you desire the things of the world. Lust of the eyes is when you see what's in the world and you want what's in the world. That's the lust of the eyes. And the pride of life, you try to make yourself important. No, Jesus said those who are the servants in the least in the kingdom are greatest. But those who think they're important are the least in the kingdom. See, it's not about pride, not about building ourselves up. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about Jesus Christ. Our life revolves around Jesus Christ. We glorify Jesus Christ. We only speak about Jesus Christ. We live in accordance to what Jesus tells us to do. In Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, it says, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'" The seventh angel and the seventh trumpet are the last judgment. There are seven bowls, and you look at Revelation, there are seven bowls of wrath, seven trumpets, and seven angels. And that's God releasing his judgment on the earth. And so it says, the seventh angel sounded, and then it says, the kingdoms, all of heaven said, a loud voice in heaven said, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. See, the kingdoms of this world are shaking. The kingdoms of the world are collapsing because God's kingdom is an eternal kingdom. God's kingdom is remaining. He says, we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence for godly fear or godly respect, for our God is consuming fire. See, God's going to burn up everything that's in the world. If your stuff is in the world, God, it's going to be burned up. But that which is of God will remain forever. The kingdom of God will not be shaken. And so as the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. See, Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back. Jesus said, the same way I go, I'm coming back again. Paul says that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we will be changed. And our corruptible bodies will be taken off and will receive new bodies just like Jesus Christ had. He said, those who are dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain will be caught up into the air to be with the Lord. And then one day we're coming back with Jesus, and Jesus is going to establish his kingdom on earth. And we're going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. So, you know, don't put your confidence in the world. Don't put your confidence in the things of the world. Don't run after the things of the world because the things of the world are temporary. Allow God to build his kingdom in you. And Jesus is coming back one day, and he's not coming back for the kingdoms of this world. He's not coming back for all that stuff in the world. No, all that is going away. All that is going to be burned up. All that's going to be destroyed because Jesus is coming to establish a new kingdom, a beautiful kingdom, a powerful kingdom that's under his rule and reign, a kingdom that has no sickness, no pain, no suffering, a kingdom where everything is wonderful. There is no problems at all. See, the kingdom of this world are going to have more and more problems. But he said, the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So I just encourage you today, God is working. God is expressing his will. God is wanting to do a work in our world today for people who have the kingdom within you. See, when you're born again, and there are millions of people all over the world that are born again, and the kingdom of God dwells in them. If you're born again, if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, and if you've turned your life over to Jesus Christ, you're born again. But you need to make Jesus the King and Lord of your life. He says, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of God, but only he who does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom. It's important to accept Jesus as your Savior, yes, but then you have to make him Lord of your life. You have to make him king of your life. You have to give every part of your life to Jesus Christ. You can't serve the world part-time and serve Jesus part-time. Jesus has to be the boss of your business. You can't be corrupt in your business because Jesus is the boss of your business. Jesus is the boss of your family. Jesus is the boss of your life. He controls everything in your life. So you must be born again, but Jesus must be the king of your life. You know, he must be the Lord of your life. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, says, now the Spirit expressly says in latter times, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So there are people that are being deceived in these days. See, the enemy wants to deceive you. The enemy wants to think that the things of the world are beautiful, the things of the world are wonderful, but they're not. People will say, oh, you can just compromise here. You can just compromise there. You can just do this thing or that thing. It's okay. It's not a big problem. See, that's what Satan did when he tempted Eve. He came to Eve and he said, you can eat this fruit. This fruit's not going to make you die. But that's not what God said. God said, the day you eat this fruit, you will die. But Satan said, no, you're not going to die. In fact, if you eat this fruit, you're going to be wise like God. And they were deceived. Because they listened to the voice of Satan rather than listening to the voice of God. And they fell into sin and all kinds of problems came on their life. Because sin separates us from God's promises and God's blessing. And so Paul says in Ephesians 6:16, above all, take the shield of faith, which will be able to quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. The shield of faith, faith in Jesus Christ. And what you believe about Jesus Christ. Don't compromise with the world. Don't compromise with the things of the world. Allow God to help you establish your life on the rock, Jesus Christ. And when everything else is shaking, we are part of an unshakable kingdom that cannot be shaken. So don't be shaken today. Don't worry today. Don't be anxious today, because that is not what God's calls. God's calls to be people of faith who've established our lives firmly on the kingdom of God, on the word of God. It says, Jesus said, whoever comes to me, hears my saying and does them, he'll be like a man who built his house on the rock and dug deep and laid his foundation on the rock. Lord God, I just thank you today that you have come, Jesus, and you came to earth, and you died and rose again to establish an eternal kingdom, a kingdom that will not have no end, Lord God. And Lord, you're establishing that kingdom in the hearts of millions of Christians who will not compromise with the world, who will not yield to the world, who will not pursue the things of the world, but they're going to pursue you with all their heart. They're going to follow you with all their heart. And Lord, as they do, Lord God, as they get into your word and allow the Holy Spirit to build that eternal kingdom in them, a kingdom that will not pass away, Lord God, a kingdom that will remain forever, Lord God. Strengthen every man and woman, every person listening to the voice of the Lord. Strengthen them by your spirit and by your word. May faith arise in their heart. May they believe you, God, for the impossible. And I pray that you release deliverance, release healing, release salvation. And Lord, we just thank you for the grace and power of Jesus Christ that resides in us by your word and by your spirit. Lord, we just celebrate you today in Jesus' name. Amen. So I just encourage you today, encourage you to walk in the spirit, walk in the word, and God will establish his unshakable kingdom in your life. God bless you today. And I trust you'll tune in next Sunday to the Voice of Hope and be encouraged, or go to my website, Voice of Hope Today, and hear my messages. God bless you. Have a great week walking with the Lord.